Charleston would be delighted to have Milwaukee's problems, at least the predictions of dire attendance, at least tonight. The Charleston River Dogs Single-A team wants to set a new record for the lowest attendance ever at a professional baseball game. So tonight, it's Nobody Night at the River Dogs ballpark. Mike Veck is the owner of the River Dogs. Our first question to him, why would anybody want to do this?
I just thought that when Jim Lucas, our radio announcer, suggested it, it was the stupidest thing I ever heard. I mean, you kill yourself all year long trying to come up with ways to beg, borrow, and steal and get customers to come in the door. And suddenly I just looked at this and I thought, this is sublime. Telling them to stay away, the juxtaposition was just too wonderful to resist it.
Who holds the current record?
Well, there's some argument about that, and I believe that it was the 1936 or 37 Portland Beavers in the Pacific Coast League. I believe that they had one person in attendance, but the Hall of Fame has told us that it was a game between the old Chicago club and Troy in September of 1881, in which they had a dozen fans. So either way, I'd say we're in pretty good shape to break the record, which, you know, most things you can't have that advanced feeling about, but this one, I just got a feeling.
So you want to do the stupidest night with the lowest attendance. Is that what you're telling me?
Cheap theatrics are my life. I have really kind of raised it to an art form almost over the years doing dumb things. This one, however, I don't know whether you rank them highest or lowest.
What are some of the other dumb things you've done?
Well, we gave away a vasectomy on Father's Day, which ended after about an hour and a half. We had Tonya Harding mini bat night. We gave away a funeral. And I'm being told that this ranks right down there with some of our low spots.
But wait, I got to challenge you a little bit on this, because you're selling tickets for this, aren't you?
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought it cost $5 to attend this.
That's to be in the park and to get the beer and hot dogs and to not come inside. After the game's official, after five innings, then you can use that as an admission ticket.
So you're going to have a party outside of the actual stadium.
We'll have cherry pickers, and I think there are a dozen ladders at last count lined up, and so the people can, you know, kind of like do a knothole gang on their own or do a Tom Sawyer and look for Becky Thatcher, maybe whitewash some of the fence and stand on it and watch the game.
Does it really count if you're going to let people in?
We won't. When we turn in the Howe Report, which is the official attendance for minor league baseball after five innings, we will turn in zero. No one was here while it was an official game. So the 400 or 200 or whatever happened to come in afterwards won't be counted.
What have you heard from the players about this?
I've been staying clear, Lynn. I came in the back entrance just to make sure that I didn't have to bear any of the wrath.
What happens if someone sneaks in?
Why would you want to sneak into somewhere where there's nobody? Then you'd really stand out. Imagine all those seats and one person. Imagine that. We could actually have sneak out night.
Great. I've given you an idea.
That's a wonderful one.
Well, good luck, Mike.
Thank you so much.